Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this your boy Drummer Boy, aka B Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, good people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, LaJay Baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Win podcast with the RAI Radio Network, which hosts over 100,000 monthly visitors. Feel me. And today, my people, today, we got a treat for you. We got Mr. Young Poe in the building ready to hand it down. What's good with you, Poe?
What's the good word, man? How y'all feeling today?
I'm glad we got you in here today.
Yeah, man. Glad. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. Now, we can get right into it. And for my people that don't know, my guy is out here doing some things. You know what I'm saying? But I was reading through your bio, and it said that, you know what I'm saying, you started out as a hooper. I'm pretty sure you excelled at that. You know what I'm saying? Then you went to doing some engineering. Then you became Young Poe the go-getter. So tell us about that whole transition.
The transition really, like, Detroit culture is pretty much like it's either you into some type of sports or, you know, you in the streets hustling. And it's like, you know, everybody's getting fresh, you know, heavy into the music scene and whatnot. So, you know, I tore my ACL and, you know, life still had to go on. So I was fortunate enough. I had the grades to still go to college or whatnot. But financial aid had got cut short. And, you know, that was cool right then and there. So it was just either barbecue or meal doing, you know. I had to get me some money and stay true to myself. And then, you know, we just started pushing. I had got a younger brother or whatnot. And, you know, he, as long as I've been in the sports, he's been into music. And, you know, he had hood hits and everything like that. Shout out to my brother DJ Cash or whatnot. And, you know, I was just seeing, you know, just like, you know, some of the struggles of being an upcoming artist or whatnot. And, you know, I was just kind of getting tired of seeing him get the runaround for, like, recording time. And at the time, I had, like, a tri-level apartment in St. Clair Shores in Michigan. And, like, the first floor, I wasn't using it. We were just always on the top floor of it. So I had the means, and I put together a little studio. And it just went from there. And I just really, like, This was 2012, so I just really had gained a new respect for the music because, you know, a lot of people think that anybody can do it, and you know how the talk is with it or whatnot. But I just gained a new respect for it, and I was trying, I was recording, I liked it. I wasn't trying to push any music, anything like that. And then again, this is 2012, so it wasn't as easy. I don't think it's to put out your music then. With all the platforms and stuff we have now. And then I moved back to Atlanta in 2017, and it was just, you know, I had a lot of different connections. I was like, you know what? I told myself if I ever got back in the position where I was in 2012, where I was sitting right and everything was in place, I'd give it a shot. And that's what I did. And I linked with Fetty at Street is X. And I just started getting better. Really, I got to give a lot of thanks to Fetty. He groomed me a lot into the artist that I am now, as far as just the basics and the fundamentals of recording. And, you know, I'm still finding myself, but, you know, I give my man's credit where it's due.
Right. I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all, my people, it's all about a come up. And if one thing don't work, you got to have a plan for the next. So shout out to you, King, for even having that on your mind and carrying that out. You feel me? Now, I want to get into your music because I was listening to you on that good old Spotify. And you had me cracking up. Like, your joint, I'm feeling your joint. I like that spot. And that joint had me cracking up. You know what I'm saying? And you was like, put on my white person voice when you hit the dough. And we all done did that a couple of times.
Yeah, you know.
But,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
but I'm feeling you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. You know, it's like, you know, I like to paint a picture at times. You know what I mean? And, you know, that's a picture of somebody actually being there, you know. So I'm walking into a real life scenario. So
no doubt. Now, your joint, same position. Like, I like that joint, too. And I could see you performing that joint. Now, is that one or any one of your sets that you perform when you go to hit these shows? Yeah, buddy. Okay. So you need what you need to do is that next performance, boo, you need to tag me on that joint. You feel me?
I got you. I like that. That's
no
why
doubt.
That's why I like the music. It's you know, everybody just gravitate towards different tracks, and I can appreciate that. That's why I try to work on really perfecting the craft and just being a well-rounded artist.
I hear that, you know what I'm saying? And that's definitely what the goal is, you know, if you feel me. Now, I was also looking on your Instagram, and I saw that in the year of 2018, my boo, you streamed over 96,000 minutes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, I mean, look, some of my people need to step their game up. You feel me? My king is out here doing it big. Y'all need to make sure y'all following him. Make sure y'all checking up on his music. And if y'all don't know where he at, I'm going to need you to go on over and hit him up on that go gram at P-O-E-S-E-A-S-O-N, honey. Then you can slide on over to that Twitter.com and find him at P-O-E-C-O-B-A-N-E. You feel me? Now, I want to talk to you about any new developments that you got going on, because my people need to be watching out, looking out, and supporting. But they can't do that if they don't know. So go ahead and rap to us about what you got coming up.
Well, I just most recently dropped Postseason 2. That's available on all streaming platforms right now. So, you know, we're putting our best foot forward with that project, and we're pushing that. So definitely head on over to Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, whatever you're listening to, and type in Young Poe, Postseason 2. You know, that's where we at currently. And, you know, you just expect consistency from me. That's just what we're working on.
No doubt. Now, what is the latest single that you pushing right now? Because I looked on your Spotify and you got a couple of joints, you know what I'm saying? But we interested in the one that's spinning, that's getting in plays. So let us know what you got going on with that one.
Right now we pushing Young Poe off of Postseason 2. That's the track that we pushing. That's actually number one off the tape. Definitely like maybe my signature style, the nice melodic, kind of unorthodox, kind of smooth. You know, but definitely you got Fetty on that, and man, it's just a good vibe, man. I like that whole tape, but Young Poe, Postseason 2, that track is nice, man. That's what's really getting pushed right now.
Yep, y'all need to check my boy out. You feel me? Like I said before, y'all need to hit him up on Instagram.com/POESEASON, baby. And y'all need to slide on over to that Twitter.com/POECOBANE. Get with my guy, he will follow you back. Now, for any new projects that you got coming up, is there anything that you're looking for? Because closed mouths don't never get fed. So there's a lot of people that listen to this show for a lot of different reasons. You know what I mean? So we do have some supporters. We do have some people that's looking for collaboration. We got some engineers. We got some producers. But let us know what you're looking for on your upcoming projects, if you're looking for anything at all.
And I'm definitely open-minded. You know, if any new, you know, producers want to shoot any new beats, we can do that. As far as, like, I love collaborating with, like, R&B artists. I definitely always like that genuine, you know, that rap and R&B combo. I definitely appreciate more of those. But, anybody, like, I focus on authentic and genuine vibe. So, you know, if you're trying to vibe out in the studio session, and you know, we click and we link, then that's cool. You know, we can make it happen. But I'm all about authentic vibes, man.
No doubt, no doubt. Y'all need to check my boy Young Cole out. He is out here doing some things, honey. Y'all know if he rocking with that radio pushes, that RAI radio is going down. You feel me? Make sure y'all checking for him on all social media outlets. Get with him on that joint, Young Cole. Get with him also on my joint, Spot Fitting and Same Position. Y'all already know what it is. I want to give you a chance to shout out your people, because a lot of time, without no you, there is no them, and vice versa. So we always want to make sure we're showing them some love. So go ahead and throw their names out, baby.
Man, shout out to my right hand man, it's Jay Fetty, man. I got definitely took my hat off to my guy, man. We've been about a year strong, five projects in. You know, shout out to Fetty, man. He definitely produced all them nice hits that you name and that you like. Shout out to my management, shout out to Jules the Grand, you know, daily working with me, keeping me on that right pace. You know, definitely shout out to the man above. God is great all the time, man. So we working. We still making progress. Shout out to Breadhead.
No doubt, no doubt. I want to give a shout out to his whole team, too, because y'all know your boy is doing his thing. And he is definitely worth everybody going to check out, like I said before, honey. Check him out on all social media outlets. My boy Young Cole is doing some things out here. Check him out on Instagram at Postseason. Check him out on Twitter at ToCoBay. You feel me? Then you need to get on over to that good old Spotify and just let his joint run. You feel me? You might find something that you like. Now, all of y'all know that your girl is a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So we only got a little bit of time to promote the best. Check out my boo, Young Poe, in the fucking building doing things RAI radio style on a radio pusher level. You feel me? I want to go ahead and give you one more spot to go ahead and talk to people real quick before we get up out of here and shout out your hometown, your city, your state, boo, do your thing.
Man, you already know what it is, your boy Young Poe, man. Straight out of Detroit, Michigan, east side of the city, man, 7 Mile in Van Dyke. You know, shout out to the whole Atlanta man as well. Shout out my main man's Ro, man. My man's Griff, the whole Mastermind movement. Street is X family as well. And again, man, like you said, just follow me on the ground, man. Postseason. Check me out on Twitter. Poe Cobain on Twitter. That's PoeCobaine. Young Poe on Spotify. Just stay tuned, man. We're authentic vibe, man, you know. And that's what it is. We're still making progress.
No doubt, no doubt. I'm definitely going to be following you and making sure that we're going ahead and pushing what we need to push to get where we got to go. You feel me?
That's facts.
No doubt. I want to thank everybody that came to listen to your girl, Liz J, on this interview with Young Poe in the building. Y'all already know what it is, boo, and your girl don't gas, so make sure you're checking him out fast. You feel me? Thank everybody for listening today. I want to thank all the sponsors for allowing us to do what we do, what we do, what we do, and giving us a platform. Yo, this has been your girl, Liz J, baby. We Young Poe in the building. Deuces one time, and I'm going to see you on the flip side.
Right.